To say that the Mexican movie Herod's Law helped topple a political dynasty may be an exaggeration, but Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan says it may not be too far from the truth.
Herod's Law is a savvy and savage political satire. It was the first film to attack Mexico's ruling Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, by name. Its release was nearly sabotaged by the PRI-run government, but the attempt failed. The picture was a major hit just months before the landmark 2000 election that knocked the PRI from power for the first time in more than 70 years. Herod is set in 1949. A not-too-bright junkyard custodian named Juan Vargas is tapped by the PRI to be the mayor of a tiny backwater town. He actually believes the PRI's propaganda about bringing modernity and social justice to the hinterlands. Vargas initially tries to reform his new community, where the only business is a bordello, and the madam tries to bribe it.
Igual que los demás. Nomás llegandito y ya quiere su mordida.
Faced with a social and political system that is rife with avarice, the mayor slides into mendacity with a vengeance. Herod's Law does not say anything about the PRI that most Mexicans did not already assume, but the film has been credited with raising the consciousness of the undecided vote in 2000. Even in the United States, where we may not be familiar with the politics behind the film, the energetic and very pointed nature of its satire is hard to resist. Herod's Law is something of a one-man band. It was produced, directed, edited, and co-written by Luis Estrada. The film won 10 Arioles, Mexico's Oscars, including Best Director and Screenplay, and Best Actor for star Damian Alcazar. It won not because of its politics, but because it's a confident, high-spirited film that knows it's onto a good story and is determined to make the most of it. The film takes its title from an aphorism that is set to rule political life, a profane version of the notion that you'd better do unto others before they have a chance to stick it to you. Herod's Law should draw a following everywhere politicians are venal and voters hope against hope for deliverance.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.